then, guess who? Number 22, John Korskaden, having a legendary performance here. His third interception of the ball game. Oh my gosh. John Korskaden, get your twos up. 2-2. Mike Crotty, bawling out. Sorry, I had to. I'm in Toronto. John Korskaden, I'm telling you, unbelievable performance. A raking handoff to Isaiah Adams, and Isaiah Adams has got some momentum behind him. Close to a first down. John Korskaden, I'm sorry, three interceptions so far. May have single-handedly ended Scott Barnett's OUA MVP bid. First and 10 for the Gaels from both the 26-yard line of the Varsity Blues. You got to think if they put points on the board, this is the last drive for Alex Raken. As we have got three on the right, single coverage on the left, but it is going to be a handoff to Isaiah Adams, who reverses field. He breaks right, and a little more east-west than north-south, but still a good gain of about 7 yards, setting up a second and three from inside the 20. What was a very close and competitive ball game has gotten a little out of hand, but credit to this Toronto team. They are playing hard all the same. This defense in particular, I think, has put in a really good effort today. The points don't tell the whole story, folks. I will tell you that. Another handoff to Isaiah Adams, and as I was discussing, great play there by the Varsity Blues linebacker. 0-on-0. They call me 007, 0 running back, 0 linebacker, 7 yard loss. As not quite 7 yards, but they are heading in the wrong direction as Tyler Mullen will come on to try and extend the lead to 31. Mullen trying to make this kind of like John Korskaden's three interception game. This is looking for field goal three for Tyler Mullen as the Gaels look well on their way to win number two, aided in a large part by number 22.
Tyler Mullen's 29-yard field goal attempt is good.
37-6, and if I'm Toronto, I might not put Scott Barnett back out there. Not because of his performance entirely, but just because you don't want to kill the confidence of your best player. He's a gamer. He's going to be out there until the bitter end, and I respect that. I just hope it doesn't impact his confidence moving forward. Four interceptions is a, well, it's a tough day at the office. Thank you again to our fourth quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. We have got a spread formation, four receivers on the right-hand side, but it is going to be a handoff. Good carry there by Jack Nyros, tackled up in part by Jared Seaway and James Gillingham. We can hear Mr. Gillingham cheer with James getting involved on that tackle. Gillingham has had a solid performance today. And that's become what he's been known for, a really solid set of performances to start the season. Chris Joseph in motion, empty backfield is a pass from Scott Barnett. He is looking for Jake Osine, but that one is going to land on the blue John L. Davenport track. And we will get a punt situation. Ian St. Arnaud, last time he had the ball in his hands, if not for a holding call, would have had a punt return touchdown, so keep an eye on number six here. As we have 7 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, it is 37-6 for the Gaels. It was a 10-6 ball game in the second quarter, but Queens has come alive since then. As this is like a knuckleball of a punt, a lot of kind of flutter in the air as Ian St. Arnaud is looking for a seam on the left-hand side. Good job by the punt return team avoiding a block in the back. A heads-up play there. St. Arnaud. And yes, indeed, the first appearance today for Anthony Leo. Queens giving Alex Vraken a well-earned fourth quarter rest, as he has thrown for three touchdowns, all to Nathan Falcone. John Korsgaden has caught three interceptions, all from Scott Barnett. Unbelievable performance this evening from this Queens defense. We will have a quick Grad Club post-game show today. You can probably guess who our defensive player of the game is, but he may tally another one before we're done. Very talented tumbling routine by the U of T dance team. Smile and wave. Wave to the people. Blow them kisses. No, great to see them. I love the event staff here at the Varsity Stadium. They do a great job. An A1 venue. Not the result the Toronto faithful were hoping for, as the Blues will drop their third consecutive contest, and they've got some tough games ahead as well. As Anthony Leo played the second half as the starter last season due to injuries to Alex Raikin in the ball game for the first time today. Leo, I don't think we'll see a lot of it, but he has such a great deep ball. I don't think you're going to be throwing it up 30-plus points, but you never know. Hand off to Jarek Kasari. Kasari falling forward up the middle through a tangle of thick legs. Gain of about 4, maybe 5 yards. As Anthony Leo looks to lead a first down drive, try and give his outstanding defense. They locked up today. They gave up technically no points to McMaster. There were two safeties conceded, two field goals away, but otherwise they have been lights out. We are going to see a bit of a deep throw from Leo, looking for Logan Walton, a target that he's really quite fond of. They connected a lot last year, but they do not connect there, as it's a two and out from the Gales, so that defense will be back on the field. John Korsgaden now leading the team in interceptions with 3, all generated today. Matt Driver on, some good reps here for Driver, coming back from what appears to be a lower body injury. Probably his best punt of the day. Spiraling, caught inside the 10, and tackled up not much past that. So let's see, John Korsgaden is on the field. I wasn't sure if we would see Cole Manier, who is kind of his understudy, getting the ball game. And the number one thing I hear about John Korsgaden is he's just such a smart player, very cerebral guy. His approach to the game is so technically sound, so well researched. Gales about 5.5 minutes away from their second win of the season. Barnett has multiple men in motion, starting in the shadow of his own end zone. He's going to drop that one off to Jake Osien, and Jake Osien is going to have absolutely nothing to work with, as Alex Tuck and Brandon Spence. Love to see these two guys getting some defensive reps. Outstanding special teams players teaming up to track down the elusive Osien for a 1-yard gain. It is 2nd and 9 from the Toronto 16-yard line. Barnett dropping back, finding Osien again. And Osien is tackled up by number 3. For the Gales, Evan Nitschke, a Frontenac Falcon, a Kingston product, making the tackle there. We have a Varsity Blues player down, so let me throw once more to the Grad Club, our fourth quarter and title sponsor.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe and inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
thank you again to the Grad Club for their continued support of Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Jake Osteen, been a busy boy. He is being guided off the field. Doesn't look like anything too serious, which is good news. May just be plum tuckered out. As we will get a first and 10 from the 35-yard line, carried by Jack Nyros, who is going to be taken down without much drama there from... Looks like that was number 46, Jeremy Hiscox. As we've got Hiscox, Brandon Spence, and Alex Tuck in the ballgame. The linebacker core, Eli Bennett, Carter Martin, and Jalen Grable on the defensive line. Would be great to see... Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? Ashton Miller Melanson, interception number 14, and he wants it all! Oh my goodness! Ashton Miller Melanson, another heads-up play from the mastermind. Picking up the fifth interception of the game for the Gales. And he runs that one back to about the 25-yard line of the Varsity Blues. So Ashton Miller Melanson, who had been sitting on 12 interceptions for the better part of a season and a half, tallies two today to bring him up to a tie for sixth place with Andrew Tuesley, Mark Burley, and... No, it looks like Andrew Tuesley, Mark Burley, and Ashton Miller Melanson. As I am actively updating my notes here, two for number 24 brings him to 14 on his career, and five today for the Gales. Unbelievable stuff from this Queens defense. Ashton Miller Melanson with interception number 14 as we have a Toronto Varsity Blues player on the turf. And this one looks like it might be a bit more pronounced than some of the leg cramps and sprains we've seen. We're hoping this isn't anything too serious. Boy, nightmare situation for the Blues today. Five interceptions from this vaunted passing offense. As it does appear that the Varsity Blues player will be helped off the turf. Kind of eerily reminiscent to the first game here in 2021, where the Gales were up big late into the fourth quarter, and they actually called that game early due to an injury to a player. Doesn't look like that'll be the situation here, but that's a big man who is going to need some big support, and hopefully we'll get a big round of applause from this capacity crowd here at Varsity Stadium. If you're just joining us, the Gales lead by 30-1 with 3:38 to play, as that appears to be an injury to number 3, Devon Dinsa, who is being helped off the turf here. So that's a big, big man, number 63. Looks to be tipping the scales at, yeah, three bills exactly. Devon Dinsa. There we go. Helped off the field. Hopefully nothing too serious. As the Gales are showing that kind of next gear that the great teams possess, trying to make a statement after a disappointing loss last week to Laurier. On the road in Waterloo next week. We will be there live. Kickoff at 1, but we will be there for 12:45 for the Grad Club pregame show. Leo with the handoff to Jarek Asari, and Jarek Asari will run through the teeth of this Toronto defense, and with a second effort, will power forward for a first down. As Queens brings the cannonball, Ethan Dahl, into the ballgame here. He is three apples tall and a yard wide. Number 28, Ethan Dahl, who I have it on good authority, if you ask him to run through a wall, he may be able to. And he's going to tote the rock here and put in a good, solid 5 yards or so of forward progress as we are within the three-minute warning. Let the clock run here. This game is over like Rover, as the Gales are 3 yards away from a first down and 6 yards away from six more on the board. Nathan Falcone with three touchdowns. John Corscadden with three interceptions. Jared Kasari with a touchdown. Tyler Mullen with two field goals. Ashton Miller-Melançon with two interceptions of his own. Jared Kasari takes another handoff. Great tackle there from number 31 for the Varsity Blues.
Tackle by number 31, Kobe Lee.
Kobe Lee manages to stop Kasari from a touchdown, but it is a first down for the Gales. But if it wasn't for the tackle from number 31, Kasari would have picked up touchdown number two today. Still may, but he will have to wait at least one more play. We have got three receivers on the field, an H-back and a running back. And Jared Kasari, outstanding second effort. His second touchdown of the game will get Queens past the 40-point threshold. A commanding 43-6 lead, and this one is all over for all intents and purposes. Queens rolled into McMaster and won 38-4. They trotted into Toronto and took care of business with a 43-6 lead. It looked like this was going to be a close classic, and it ended up, oh, another great catch from the ball girl. Ball woman? Ball person. There we go. Third time's the charm. 44-6. I'm just saying, they got to get that ball. Retriever? A blue and white jersey. Get them out on that field. As insult to injury, Drake is playing. Another Toronto artist who has maybe not had the kind of effort he wanted. And it's been that kind of day. The Gales will move to 2-2. And will be on the road next week against Waterloo, who dropped to 1-3 after their loss to Laurier today, but can't really blame them for that. Great kick from Mullen, fielded at the 3-yard line by Owen Townsend. Townsend tackled up by number 23 for the Gales. Wow, what a stick and finish from Aiden Vint. Aiden Vint with a great special teams tackle. And folks, we will return to regularly scheduled programming after our Grad Club post-game show today. A lot of great stuff on the schedule. First and 10, we are going to get a new quarterback in for the Varsity Blues, and it's going to be a read option. Hit as he was going out of bounds, but they will flag number 36. That was Cohen Hubbard getting his first real playing time this season and not making the coaches happy, drawing an unnecessary roughness. But I will say, not totally his fault on that one. Kind of a bang-bang play, but I get it. That's a fair call. Caleb O'Donohue in the ball game. That sounds like someone who would have been in an Ed Wood movie. O'Donohue, powerful name. As he is going to hand it off to, good carry there, from number 29, or 28, sorry. That's Josh Matzik, who will pick up a short gain. As Queens looking to cruise to 2-2 with a minute and 10 seconds or so to go. Caleb O'Donohue with three receivers on the right-hand side. Going to hand it off to Matzik again. Manages to deftly evade DJ Ryan, but Carter Martin and, just looking for another number there, Eli Bennett there to team up for the takedown. If you're just joining us, it's a 44-6 ball game. The Gales in control here. Caleb O'Donohue and the Toronto Varsity Blues offense will be punting the ball away. We will probably just see a kneel or two from the Gales. Alex Tuck looking for the block, not receiving one. Ian St. Arnaud, short gain, and with 30 seconds to go, that will just about do it. As the Gales took care of business after, let's say, a bit of a adventurous start. They show the kind of finesse and skill that we have become accustomed to. And folks, after our broadcast, stay tuned for a quick little promo hyping up next week's game in Waterloo. Thank you for joining me today. It's been a beautiful day for football action here at the outstanding Varsity Stadium, downtown Toronto. Gales are simply kneeling the ball out, so you're not missing anything too substantive, I will say. A well-earned victory for the tricolor, who move to even pegging at 2-2 on the season. And what an eventful day it was here in downtown Toronto as the sun, much like the Gales, simply kneeling it out to give us all, especially the guy in the green suit here, a nice, easy, safe, and simple conclusion. The Queens Gales prevail 44-6. We're going to hear a quick word from the Grad Club, and then we're going to get into our Grad Club post-game show. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club post-game show.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gales Game Day right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Your Queens Gales prevail 44-6 over a Toronto Varsity Blues team that really made them work for it. It was a four-point ball game at one point, and the Blues were threatening to take the lead. But this Queens defense, aided in no small part by a career day from John Korskaden, shut the door on the best passing offense in the country, I might add. And they have moved to the 500 realm at 2-2, and they left little doubt and fewer crumbs in doing so. What a day for some football action. Let's start with the special team side of things. Tyler Mullen did exactly what he needed to do. He made his field goals, he made his extra points, and he had some very solid kickoffs, pinning the Varsity Blues deep, setting this outstanding offense behind the eight ball early. Matt Driver, he got better as the game went on. I think his final punt was his best punt. And that bodes well for his overall development as a special teams prospect. The coverage was good. We nearly saw an Ian St. Arnaud punt return, if not for a very fair holding call. Offensively, some moments that made you go, Some play calls that did not work as they were anticipated. Some mistakes, mental and physical. But ultimately, when it mattered, the Gaels were able to rise to the occasion. We saw two touchdowns from Jared Kasari, three touchdowns from Nathan Falcone. Falcone moving up the all-time program receiving record list on the way to doing so. Alex Vraken adding three more touchdowns to his tally, but also another interception, and nearly lost two fumbles throughout the course of the game. So there's still a lot to work on offensively. And then we move to the defense, playing a very difficult to account for Toronto offense that is a lot of kind of on the fly audibles and motion. Just a very tricky offense to get a feel for. The Gaels, I won't say necessarily struggled early on, but they surrendered yards and points to the Varsity Blues, putting up two field goal drives. But there was a turning point in the second quarter where this Queens defense just began to put it all together. The pass rush, although it didn't necessarily generate sacks, generated enough pressure to throw the excellent Scott Barnett off his game. And then, in the second quarter, we saw John Korsgaden with one interception and two interceptions, the second of which led directly to a Nathan Falcone touchdown right before half. Third quarter, Alex Vraken throws a bad pick, and this Queens defense get right back to business. By the end of the game, we see a third pick from John Korsgaden and two more picks from Ashton Miller, Melanson, moving him up the all-time defensive record book. Look, I'm not going to complain about a 38-point victory. It was a great game, so I don't really have much more to add than that. There's some things that they know they'll need to tidy up for next week, and they will tidy them up. We will be on the road next Saturday against the Waterloo Warriors. I'll be there live from Kitchener-Waterloo, and I hope you will join me. I'll be going live at 12:45 for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. The Gaels look to get on the positive side of the win-loss record for the first time this season. But that's for next week, folks. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have had a wonderful evening of football action, and I hope that I will see you again next week. One more word from our sponsor, and then a special promo from CFRC about next week's Waterloo football game. On behalf of the whole crew here at CFRC, this is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe and inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. On Saturday, September 20th, the Queen's Gaels hit the road once more to wage war in Waterloo. Will Alex Vraken and this explosive Gaels offense strike gold against the black and gold?
A totally tremendous touchdown!
Or will Quinton Springer and the Warriors run away with an upset victory?
OMG!
Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We'll be live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
The Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks. This is for
So in the first hour of Girly So Groovy, we featured Tom Tom Club, an offshoot of the Talking Heads. And here we now have an incredible Talking Heads cover. Talking Heads song, This Must Be the Place, covered by Norah Jones and Bad Bad Not Good, teaming up to be part of the recent Talking Heads tribute album. Everyone's getting involved. A tribute to Talking Heads. Stop Making Sense is the name of the album. In the middle, a voice that I have been excited to share with you here on the program for a number of episodes now. For the past 3 years, Toronto artist Saya Gray has released 3 fearlessly freaky EPs, best described as genre mashing music. And it's with the same wild spirit that Saya Gray approaches her debut album. As a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist, she delivers a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. I have a feeling you will be seeing Saya Gray on many best of album lists at the end of the year. I think if you're a fan of acts like Biba Doobie or Grace Ives, Jessica Hoop, or Nilufer Yanya, Lucius, Norah Jones, you're going to find something you love about Saya Gray. And then speaking of Lucius, that's how we started the set. Going back to their 2016 album, Good Grief, we heard the opening track, Madness, from Lucius. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour here on the program. I've got new music from Dara Dorian on the way, plus music coming up from Anoni, the Mamas and the Papas. Fond fables, but up next, a voice that has not received enough girly so groovy radio love in some time. It is a singer-songwriter who brings kind of an alternative, experimental mix to the music that she makes and that she writes. Aldous Harding up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Hey!
Are getting tight on time, so let's get to this music right there from Dara Dorian, the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who's also known for her work with the Dirty Projectors. Her new fourth album, Ready for Heaven, has me excited. It is a playful buffet of percussion forward, no wave, and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer actually describes the new album as a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot, and I just love that description. This time around, we heard the song Any Other World. Kicking the set off, singer-songwriter Aldous Harding from her 2017 album Party, we heard Imagining My Man. Right now, it is time for multidisciplinary artist Anoni here on Girly So Groovy.
zwei, this is so sad. Zwei, this is so sad.
This is our world.
That's why this is so sad. That's why this is so sad.
send her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out places and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the woman who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. We are wrapping up this two-hour mixtape with a band that knows how to deliver that 1960s California sound. It is the Mamas and the Papas, going back to 1966 to their self-titled sophomore album. We heard the song Words of Love. In the middle, it is something thoroughly more modern. To call Oakland, California ensemble Fawn Fables folk rock, it is an understatement. The band's folk rock is almost medieval in sound, singing about forest animals and ancient magic, combining folk and indie rock, cabaret, and avant-garde influences. I felt like they really kind of fit in that middle between Anoni and the Mamas and the Papas. Their newest album is called Counterclockwise. We heard the song Black Diamond. And speaking of Anoni, that's where we began. Avant-garde singer, songwriter, and musician Anoni. From her latest album, My Back is a Bridge for You to Cross, we heard the opening track, It Must Change, from Anoni. Well, friends, we are at the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. We broadcast every week on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM, and now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. However you choose to listen, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show all week long. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio, Facebook simply Girly So Groovy. That's Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. And then, of course, you can catch up with the last 10 weeks worth of the program if you ever miss an episode or just want to listen again. Remember, you can find us at the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. All right, let's wrap up this episode. Common Holly is a Montreal indie folk pop singer-songwriter who just this summer released her latest album, Anything Glass. We're going to wrap up with the song Enough, and that's exactly what you are. Anything you see on social media or the internet, remember, you are enough. You're dynamic. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Common Holly.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but trial, it's all empty.